Are you living a life that feels good? Could it be better? Welcome to the Pursuit of You podcast. I'm Jocelyn Kate. What does it mean to be in the pursuit of you? Identifying and validating your own feelings, communicating them in healthy ways, and building a network of people who will love and respect you in all the ways you deserve so you can experience ultimate happiness through emotional connection. Welcome to episode 1 of the Pursuit of You podcast. In today's episode, I want to talk about what I consider the 3 foundational principles of finding your own happiness: identifying and validating your own feelings, communicating them in healthy ways, and building a network of people who will love and validate you in all the ways you deserve. So how do we identify our feelings? By asking yourself questions the same way you would identify anybody else's feelings. How are you doing? What are you feeling? What are you thinking? And write down the answers. Don't just think them back. Because when you ask yourself in your mind how you're doing, and you answer yourself in your mind, you're operating on one plane, just your conscious mind. But when you need to identify your feelings, you want to go deeper into your subconscious mind. You want more to come up than what's on the surface. So ask yourself how you're doing, and write it down. Be open with yourself. Are you feeling anxious? Are you feeling happy? Are you feeling excited? Are you feeling melancholy? Are you feeling nervous? Be open with yourself and avoid shaming away any of the feelings. Avoid telling yourself you shouldn't feel these ways or you don't have a right to feel those ways. Just be open and let all of the feelings come out. And then validate them. So how do we validate our feelings? By acknowledging that they're there, because your feelings exist. Give words to your feelings. When you write them down and you can't come up with another word, Google it. Put it in a thesaurus. Put sad or happy in a thesaurus, and it'll come up with all kinds of variations. Words that have little intricacies that describe your feelings a little bit deeper. And then you can put those words on paper, and you can identify what you're feeling a little bit better. And then explore the things that might help you resolve the feelings without barriers. Explore any solution. If something makes you excited and happy and you want to pursue it, let yourself explore that in your mind. You don't have to act it out. You don't have to do it. But you can think about it. You can let your mind go. You're the only one in there, so you can explore freely. You don't have to shame yourself. When we identify and validate our own feelings, we're giving ourselves the space to exist so that we can openly explore our needs. And then we can find balance to meet those needs. But in order to create that balance, we need to know to the farthest depths of our mind, what do we need? What do we feel? And when we discover all of our feelings and we validate ourselves, we become more accepting and more empathetic of not just ourselves, but of other people too. Identifying and validating our feelings are some of the most important things that we can do to ensure our own happiness. Before anything else, our feelings exist. Before any needs arise, we have feelings. So it's important to identify specifically and then validate your feelings. And once we identify and validate our feelings, how do we communicate them in healthy ways? There are 2 elements of healthy communication. The first is expressive, blameless language, and the second is a partner with the emotional capacity to listen. It doesn't matter how healthy your communication is, if you're not communicating with somebody that has the emotional capacity to hear you and understand and empathize. So what is expressive, blameless language? It uses words from our emotional vocabulary, specific words that identify what we're feeling, sad, anxious, happy. It uses statements that focus on our feelings, I statements. I'm having these feelings. So rather than saying, you're making me anxious, you can say, I feel anxious. An expressive, blameless language specifically avoids telling other people how they should or shouldn't act. Don't do that, it makes me anxious. When we communicate in a blameless way, we're letting somebody know that we've discovered feelings in ourselves and we want them to care. We want them to care that we've discovered feelings that need a resolution. And in order to get somebody to care, we have to allow them to. People need to consent to care about our feelings. And in order to do that, we have to express them in a way that doesn't make them feel attacked and blamed. So what does it mean to communicate with someone who has the emotional capacity to understand? We can't always recognize what somebody else's emotional capacity is, but what we can do is identify whether or not they're willing to empathize with us, identify whether or not they're able to listen, and identify whether or not they can express their own feelings without blame or acknowledge our feelings while expressing their own. And when somebody can do those three things, they're likely trying to reach a connection. They want to communicate too, and it just takes a little work and a little discovery. Healthy communication is how we build and strengthen our care communities. It's how we determine who can be a part of our care communities. Developing healthy communication methods helps us better identify unhealthy ones so that we can talk to our care partners and our care community and we can let them know what we need from them. And it also communicates balance to them so that they feel welcomed to care about our feelings and welcomed to help us. Implementing healthy communication methods with other people strengthens our own communication with ourselves too. It allows us more empathy. We practice releasing feelings without shame, so that we can allow someone else to release their feelings without shaming them. And healthy communication helps us develop a broader emotional vocabulary so that we can identify our own feelings and help people in our care community identify their feelings better. So what does it mean to build a network of people who will love and respect you in all the ways you deserve? That's your care community. Our care community is the people around us who love and respect us, and who validate our feelings, express their own feelings, and seek healthy emotional connection with us. They want to discover their vulnerability, and they want to discover ours. And the people involved in our care community can be varied, and they can serve different needs in us. It's okay if they can't meet all of our needs. We get to choose who's in our community. So anybody who's not worthy of your time doesn't get to be in your community. If they can't be respectful of your feelings, if they can't validate you when you need it, you get to choose. You get to say, I don't need to release vulnerability to you. I don't need to communicate with you because I want to preserve my energy. It's your choice. Nobody is entitled to a place in your care community. So how do we build the right community for ourselves? By practicing healthy communication, establishing our own boundaries based on our identified needs and feelings, and implementing our boundaries with clear communication and methods to enforce them. Our care communities are meant to improve our life experiences, and we're meant to improve theirs. Humans are communal beings, and we like to be connected. And being connected takes work, takes discovery, personal discovery, and community discovery. Being selective about who can be a part of our community allows us to preserve our energy and invest it wisely in ourselves and in others. We can preserve our strength, and we can seek better support so that we can be better support. Protecting our care community and ourselves requires healthy boundaries. So in the next episode, I'm going to talk about establishing and enforcing healthy boundaries.